Thank you, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Friends, today we continue our studies on the subject, putting first things first. Today, there is a great need to learn to put first things first. We need to seek first a number of things. Hear the words of our Lord. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Matthew 23, 25 and 26. Did you hear what our Lord had to say? Cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter. Here, Jesus is condemning the hypocrisy of these people. Hypocrisy is a common sin. We must always strive to have pure motives for what we do. It is not enough to do what is right, but the doing of right must be from an honest and pure heart. The Pharisees often did what was right, that is, they kept the law, but their motives were often wrong. They sought to have the favor of people instead of doing what God wanted done in order to please Him. Notice carefully, Jesus said to cleanse that which is within the cup and platter. The cup and platter represents man's heart. If the content of our heart is holy and just, then our lives will reflect such. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Yes, cleanse first our hearts, then our lives will be what the Lord desires. Friend, have you cleansed first your heart? We do so by obeying the gospel of Christ. Today is the best time to render that obedience. Do you believe in the Lord with all of your heart? Have you repented of your sins? Are you willing to confess His name before others and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins? If you will do these things and do them from the heart, your heart will be made pure, and then you can begin living as the Lord wants you to live, putting first things first. Thanks once again for listening.